I'm in the
sexual. Okay.
Yes.
Are you recording
yet? Yeah, I'm recording right now.
This is the funny part.
I know.
Death I know.
All right. So, hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am with
Esmeralda Leon.
Are you here or no? Are you here or no?
Yeah, James Fritz.
There you go. Really? It was so hard to say your name?
No, it wasn't. But you made it a big fucking thing.
Thanks for being here, James.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Pleasure. You're always so pleasant.
I like to be pleasant.
Really? When's that going to start?
Why do you got to be mean? Obviously, it's not going to start now.
Oh, I'm mean now.
Yes, you are mean right now.
Yeah.
And you just support.
This is why our children don't respect our relationship.
And that's why I'm aborting everything. Just abort. What do you think about
no,
that?
No, they already exist. We already
our children
them.
Already
yeah,
exist?
Yeah, in this premise, we already have children.
See, no, I'm not an
they're
advisor.
Unhappy.
It's not yes and, it's no, and here's
it's
why.
It's no and abort.
And no abort.
And
no
back.
Comma abort. This is the real Super Bowl commercial that should be airing. No comma
oh,
abort.
It's political.
I know. Merle, what do you think about that?
I actually would agree with a arguing gay couple. It'd be even better, I think, than the ones that they don't think they're gay and then they just start making out in the middle of it. I saw the commercial, by the way.
Southern Baptist Ministers of Music?
What?
Does that exist?
Yeah, yeah, and he was the gayest guy ever.
Oh, that's great.
No, I'm just saying, I've seen the commercial that's supposed to air for Super Bowl. Dumb as shit.
Well, and it's Tim Tebow, who, like, I wish never existed. Like, he's a horrible person. If you follow college sports at all, like, he's the biggest, like, thumbs up for Jesus. Like, oh, I eat cornbread and shit equality.
Was that the guy
and
that got,
more.
Was that like, the guy that got hurt, like, the first series in the Florida game?
Yeah, full quarterback.
Yeah, so it's that guy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's his mother talking about how she thought about not having him because there was a fucking fire sale at Oshkosh B'gosh the next morning. She was like, ah, we'll have him.
So
it's a Florida mother. Like,
okay. So you believe in the whole Florida is inherently fucked?
If Tim Tebow and abortion and anti-choice rights are any indication.
What do you think about that, Merle? I'm going to just keep doing that.
I didn't think that Florida really had an inherent stupid gene in them.
Yes, they do. Okay. We're going to go to the notes.
Sorry,
and everyone's
going to
think
about really beautiful.
Wait,
all Floridians are beautiful?
I thought their big thing was like, we're all beautiful, we're all tan, and we all have old
That's
people
like
and really,
spots.
Like, hot chicks.
No. Leonard Skinner's from Florida. There's Tallahassee. There's Valdosta. It is a southern state.
Wait. Leonard Skinner is from Florida.
I love Leonard Skinner, but, like, there's true redneck from Florida.
I'm going to break this fallacy. They're from Alabama.
No, they sang Sweet Home Alabama. They're from Florida.
So they're just big posers.
No, they're rock and roll guys with hard cocks that could do solos for like 8 minutes and like fuck every woman and impregnate them in the whole entire South.
And then
because
you know
they're
what
that potent because they're a great rock band.
And then they aborted.
Exactly.
What they sang about Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, everywhere is your home if you're fucking everywhere.
You know why? They had to play Alabama that week, so they needed an Alabama song. And there was already a song called the Alabama song.
All right, then. I agree, I think.
Skinner's from Florida. There's no... Come on. Am I right, listeners? Call in. The phone number is endofthebar.recorder. Why do we exist? Skype.
I'm going to register that Skype name and no one will call me. I don't like you on the podcast because I can't be funny like you guys. Because you're all drunk and I'm not. It's very.
I am not
all right,
drunk.
I'm only funny when I'm drunk.
No, you're really funny and you happen to be funnier when you're drunk.
She's funny.
She's
when
funny.
She's not
and,
drunk?
Yeah, but she's like belligerent.
Am I?
Oh, that's nice.
I've never seen you sober.
Thank you.
But I love you.
I was sober on Monday.
He wasn't here on Monday.
Yeah, he was.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No,
I like how we're arguing. This is what the podcast has come down to.
It's always kind of been about this. It's just
now I like you better, Jock. I was wrong. I lied.
Everyone does.
You're an angel straight from heaven, on the wings of liquor.
How much do you think liquor wings would cost? Because would it be filled with alcohol, or would the feathers be soaked and
is
like
it
slowly
well?
Drip down?
Well, and if it was Bacardi 151, it would be more apt to like burn up in reentry.
So it'd be like flying too close to the sun at all times.
But the thing is it well liquor? Is it well liquor? Or is it really great like Patron?
I'm just confused right now. a different alcohol. It's like a blood type.
Okay, well then it depends. Like I would have a middle booze.
I'm more of a Gabriel.
I think a Gabriel would be like a nice red wine.
Oh.
A sensible,
classy
dinner.
It'd be good cholesterol.
Easy to abuse, but you have to drink a lot of it. Like
right.
3-4 bottles to really feel Gabriel.
Are you kidding me? I've heard people get off on 2.
Well, of course, yes, but this is Gabriel wine. It's,
right. I want to keep it sensible. I'll have an appetizer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll have like a light steak, like a small steak, and then I'll get sprayed in the face with a hose at Spin later.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, let's go to Spin.
Oh, I wish.
No. Oh, I've been there with the shower contest.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Last time I did mushrooms, not Spin, but other gay bar. The late night gay bar, that's when it gets...
Jackhammer!
Jackhammer, or was it the country gay bar?
No, two. Not Jackhammer. Hammer.
Was it the country one?
That's when it was still Yiddish. not Jackhammer. It was Berlin. Berlin.
Oh, Berlin.
Last time I did mushrooms...
Berlin. You hate Berlin?
Oh, you gotta go there on mushrooms with the Putterbaugh sisters on Madonna night, first night.
Well, that's an entirely different night. I go on a weekend and it's boring as fuck.
I like Bjork night.
You just walk in?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
What time do you walk in? No, you have to be blind.
That's boring, actually.
They shouldn't even card people at Berlin. They should just look in your eyes, and if they can't focus at all, they should just say, you're rent.
Like, if you
exactly.
blow a 2, you get in.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you gotta pay more.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awful.
And if
it'd be amazing.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Bartenders love dealing.
No, because the worst hell on earth is being at Berlin sober. The bartenders don't even want you to be sober there. I've walked there like buzzed, and I walk up and like they've been like, hey, and I'm like, hey, can I get a? Give me 1 second. And they're like, you're not fucked up enough. And I love that. That's amazing.
Baby, you need a shot.
No,
say
no.
Baby a lot? No?
No one buys me shots.
Oh.
Hint!
I don't know what to say.
That, you know what? That reminded me of who's the guy with the bug eyes in Young Frankenstein? Oh. Not to say that James Fritz has bug eyes.
No, I wish I did. My eyes are squinty and filled with alcoholic
his
fat.
Name? Whatever, that just reminded me of him.
Why did that remind you of him?
Because in Young Frankenstein, remember the bit? No, remember the bit.
With the humbug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the good comic.
I forget. Well, okay, all right. Guy. Everyone knows who it is. But in the...
Except
the
us.
Two
people talking about it.
The bit that I'm thinking of is when...
Mort Saul.
All right. No, it's not. The bit that I'm thinking of is when they're walking through the lab and they see all the brains and he sticks his head into the middle with the... And then he goes... Ta-da-cha-cha-cha. Nothing.
Sound
and then
like
there was
a morning
something.
Zoo right now.
And then there was something probably else where he goes, I got a hunch. Ha cha cha cha. And he goes like that. Yeah. No? All right. Fine. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys a lot.
Hey, I'm on your side.
What side are you on?
You don't remember Young Frankenstein, bitch.
No, I do, but like I don't remember ha cha cha cha.
You know what? Let's get to our.
I know.
We're not getting to any of the notes.
Come on. I think it'd be good.
Wait, there were notes?
We have notes every show.
We have notes.
We have
wait, there was a show tonight?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
I just got here.
No, this is the show.
We're professionals
in a weird
way. Let's do this one.
Because this is one.
I'm interested to find out what
we'll
that
do that later when we're.
All right, I'm going to act like Maria Bamford and say one. I'll say one word every 3 minutes and be a genius.
She was on Full House.
What?
What?
She was Maria Bamford? With the high...
Yeah.
She was on Full House.
Did she date Joey?
No.
No.
She dated...
You're thinking of Mike Love.
No. She dated,
Jesse?
No.
The dad?
No.
Who the fuck is left?
The last one. The Canadian comedian known as... Anyone?
Damn. Earthquake!
Yes, Earthquake. She dated Earthquake.
Bruce!
No, whatever the fuck that dude's name was.
The one that fucked Alanis Morissette.
Yes. I can't
Dave
remember
Coulier.
His name.
Dave Coulier.
Dave
from,
Coulier.
From, Cut It Out. From,
She, Maria Bamford.
No, he was on a Nickelodeon show before that.
Oh, that's how he got that gig?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what that
is.
Is that how he met Alanis
Alanis Morissette?
She was on. She can't do that.
Yeah, that's on Nick.
Hey, what was the Nickelodeon
anyway,
show?
Anyway, Maria Bamford was on
my
Full
friends
House.
Are all past
she
them.
Was dating Dave Coulier.
Okay, so,
in the episode.
So here, Merle found this thing online. It's about 10 child stars that are now attractive.
Oh, this is like a bit.
This is like a bit. Thank you.
Thanks.
So I wrote down all of them and... you can tell
Jonathan
me.
Lipnicki?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Would so, you, should we...
Wait, these are... What's the purpose? They're still attractive?
You fuck them.
The list was...
As adults.
No, yeah, now.
Child
now they're
stars,
all... Yeah.
Child stars that have grown up, and you can now fuck them.
Legally.
Yes, they're all grown up.
Is Punky
kids.
Bruce around here?
No.
No.
Less
no.
invalid.
I know. Well, or small wonder.
Pre-boob reduction.
No, how about at the end? Yeah. How about at the end we throw in who we want to fuck, and that's not on the list.
Let's just run through this quick. Jonathan Lipnicki, kid from Jerry Maguire.
Although
no,
he's
even
got
now?
Some
have you ever seen him, like, as an adult?
Yeah,
I've
yes.
seen him
there, yeah, there are photos of all these people.
Well, and, yeah.
Yes.
Well, post it on our
next,
Twitter.
Yeah, there you go. That's not how Twitter works.
You can post links.
Wait, Twitter yeah. works?
Okay, there you go. The next one is Madeline Zima from The Nanny. She played a little girl.
With the
you
weird
have no
face.
Idea who we're talking. Let's just run through the list and see if he...
No, I like The Nanny in the fat suit when she got stung by the bees or whatever. I like a fat one. Nanny.
I see, I like Fran Drescher.
With a big ass.
Yeah.
Christina Lakin from Step by Step. She played the tomboy.
These are horrible.
I didn't make
it
the list.
It gets better down the line.
All right, Jamie Bell from Billy Elliot.
I'd do them.
Yeah, I know you
never
do.
Saw it.
Lacey Chabert from Party of
Fuck, Five. Fuck, no. She's got a retard face. She always...
Wow.
She looked mal.
There goes our retard on.
She's horrible. Lacey Chabert, get better.
Okay, I'm going to get
just
better.
Just younger sister is like a hot version of her.
She's been over 18 for years. That's why
just
she's not
for, just for that comment.
Lacey Chabert has been over 18. Party 5 was like 1993.
You're right. Okay, what do you want from me? I didn't make the list.
Justice!
All right, we're going to get to that. Numbers. That was number 6. Number 5, Anna Chumsky. My
yes.
Come,
yes.
Isn't it come? Comes?
I hope
no.
There you go. Zing. Pow. In the face, literally.
Her friend's got
no, she looks amazing.
Did you see her on 30 Rock?
She's gorgeous.
Exactly.
She got eaten by bees.
That's my number one ism now.
She's a Chicago chick, too.
Yeah, she is. Oak Park.
No, there's a better one.
Nicholas Holt from About a Boy.
He is good.
Well,
look
I fucked the balls off of him.
Yeah, I
did
would
you see
too.
The Weatherman? Speaking of
no,
fucking the balls
no,
off.
Like,
have you watched
Skins? Is that a new superhero movie?
No, the Weatherman was Nick Cage.
Nah, I
what's
remember.
His name? Was
well,
the older
joke.
Michael Caine. He plays his abused son, and
no,
he is getting
best
by a
thing
teacher.
Is BBC that. Show, not BBC, it's Channel 4 UK, Skins.
He's in Skins?
Yeah.
I know that.
First Skins. There's 2 seasons.
That sounds like
there's
a con.
There's 4 seasons, but the second group is
let's
not.
Let's finish
in.
This goddamn list. Jenny Lewis from Rilo Kiley.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
I don't care.
God, wow. Kids. What a hipster choice.
This is not my choice.
She was a
this
child
is not my choice.
Star.
I know. I wasn't attacking you.
She was a child
I'm
star.
I'm just angry. Anna Paquin, number 2.
She's
no way.
Really? It's Rogue, man. You're
no, I mean, she's hot, but she's not number 2. I mean, like...
Rogue is a bitch, though.
The hottest...
I feel like I could just fuck off.
All right, the hottest ever.
Wait, let's get to number 1, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'd do
hottest
it.
Why?
Brick, motherfucker.
He's a brick house!
Brick.
The lookout.
Brick even more than the lookout.
No,
wait, which was the one with Monique in him?
What?
Your weird fantasy that makes me uncomfortable.
They play heroin addicts and they fuck.
Oh
Precious
my
Brick.
God.
That was
I don't know what you're talking about.
It came
about.
Out like 3
when he was
ago.
A tranny.
Beer Fest
wow.
Beer Fest Brick.
Beer Fest Brick. Beer Pong. Road Trip Beer Pong.
I have to leave now.
American
that.
5%.
Was it Road Trip Beer Pong? That's a real title.
Is it really?
Road Trip Beer Pong. It's like an autistic.
Right.
It's like an autistic frat boy
she
just spotted out
Beer
four
Fest.
Words.
I don't know how anyone's gonna be able to listen to any of this.
No one.
I know. Do
okay.
you really want to air this?
You'll get up to like 7-8 listeners.
In one
great.
Sitting? That's crazy. All right. Who was your number one that you wanted to throw out?
All right.
The hot chick. At
thanks.
Least now.
From the hot chick.
From the hot
no, no, no. From the Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Danielle, what's her face? She knows Matt.
Danielle Manning.
Yeah, she's got the business going on.
She's got the business meaning breasts. That's
everything going
thing.
On.
You know,
All right, she's got the going on. It's, people know what that means.
Indigestion?
They know, yes.
So she's from the Midwest?
She's actibia. Okay, so...
Stomach diarrhea.
Jesus Christ, we gotta wrap this up.
Oh, Buffalo 66. What the...
Oh, Christina Ricci.
I mean,
big fat forehead.
No, but like from like someone you knew when they were a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is.
And like who became like sick hot, and now she's not hot again because
what's
she lost way too much weight,
I'm
and she's
you.
Got like the neck of a hummingbird.
All right.
On her and a round what? Face and lost her titties.
She is like 4 foot.
Her in Buffalo 66 is one of the hottest things I've ever seen in my life.
Sex.
Also hot, but Buffalo 66.
No, opposite of sex.
No, dancing in slow motion in the slutty miniskirt in the bowling
with
alley.
With the Republican director.
Can I throw out...
Oh, really? Your politics infuse it that much?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Can I throw out the fact that we did the hot list, but can we also do, like, the not hot list?
Me times 10.
Think about the child stars who are disgusting.
All of them. All ever.
Yeah.
All of them. Ever. Period.
Okay, Danny Bonaducci.
But yes.
There you go. Fine.
See?
You won.
He's the grossest of the gross.
Alright, I gotta wrap this shit up because this is just absurd.
Oh, wait, I had one more. I had one more. I don't remember.
Alright, wonderful. Thank
no,
you.
No, I had one more. Give it time. You're in a hurry, Alice?
I am in a hurry.
You don't want to edit this?
Yeah, I don't want to edit anything, man. I'm busy. You have no idea who you want. You're just trying to.
No, I did have
Vicky
one.
From Small Wonder is mine.
No.
I have no idea how she looks. It could have been an actual.
I want to fuck that robot!
You're just stealing bits from your friend now.
She could have kept
stealing,
going, too.
Homaging.
Homaging.
Kept going on and on.
JuniorStopka.com.
There you go. Okay, so, what should I plug? Okay, every Monday.
I don't know. Is this a show?
This is a show. Go away. Every Monday night, we have events at the Hungry Brain. Everyone should come to the February 22nd event at the Hungry Brain. Esmeralda and I are going to do a live podcast. Scott Smith is going to guest.
Sorry,
White
guys.
Mystery is going to guest. And Brennan McGowan, who has screamed into this podcast, is going to perform stand-up. So thanks again for listening. And the next one won't be this fucked up and or funny.